ding dang, it's Sean and Nick, it's Sean and Nick, it's Sean and Nick, ding dang, it's Sean and Nick, talk about movies.
Okay, we're back.
It's pretty loud.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
It's okay.
If it was, if the quality was excellent here, it wouldn't be the right, it wouldn't be correct.
Right.
You know, we got to keep with our brand. Well, we're finally back. It's been a long time.
Maybe has been a whole year.
I think maybe over a whole year, to be honest. I really think it could be.
And we're back, and we're not going to even talk about a movie.
No, but nothing brings us together than, you know, some trash talk and some reality show.
Yeah.
So let me tell what we're doing. A little hint there.
So we are going to talk about Love is Blind.
Season
4, the first batch.
The first batch, yes.
It's like 4 or 5 episodes or something.
Yeah, I think the while we're doing this right now, the next batch comes out, I think, today. It's today. Friday,
yeah, 31st. Yeah.
Yeah, so they come out today. We both watched them all, I think. I watched all of them in a row, like, the day they came out. Yeah, that's the only way
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so we are a little bit rusty.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of fun
that I wanted to record it before we watched any of the new ones, though, because then it's going to completely skew.
I completely agree.
How you talk about the first batch.
Yeah, you need to do it batch-wise. So we will be, we were committing right now. We will do 3 of them.
Right. maybe 4. I think sometimes it comes out 3-4 batches. Sometimes they make you wait for like those last like marriage episodes.
I think there was 3, but I could be completely wrong.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see though.
Yeah, we didn't talk about, the last season was good. We didn't get to talk about that, but so, and it's too old news now, so we can get into it.
Yeah, but maybe we'll do one where we do like a tier list of our favorite, favorite contestants ever. Yeah, at the end or something. We'll get something fun there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, season 4. What are your initial thoughts now after the first batch? We can get into them individually and as a couple later. And we're kind of free balling it right now, anyways. So.
I like it, but I feel like I like last season better already. Just because I don't really like care about anybody on here that much. I don't really like anybody that much.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So it's just like, I mean, I don't know if I really liked anybody on the last one, but like, I might be skewed by the last one. It just got so good.
Last one was very good.
And like, this one does have potential to be there. Like, I do think the level of cringe on this first batch here, S tier.
It's cringe to the max.
It's like, it's unbelievably cringe.
It's so cringe though that I get worried that like,
you think it's like staged?
Maybe not staged, but you could tell it's, the more popular it's getting, the more like people just want to go on there and like make a name for themselves.
Yeah.
And then go live off like the being like some kind of influencer.
Right.
And then quit their job, yeah. Which is like, hey, all for that. You know what I mean?
And but, do you feel like there's starting to be kind of a formula?
Yeah. I think the casting, they're looking for specific things, and I think they're casting, I think when they're casting, they're like, I think this person's going to match with this person. I think they kind of know ahead,
yeah.
And they're like planning for this to happen with this.
They definitely have them do like a personality test, and they probably can tell like, okay, this person is most likely going to match with this person.
Yeah.
Like,
and to be honest, they're all like, this is what's bugging me about the whole show a little bit.
Yeah.
They're all like pretty good looking.
I know.
Like everybody is like, I want to see like a true hodgepodge.
Like a troll.
Yeah, I want to see a troll in there, you know?
I do too. I really want to see, I've never seen somebody come, where they come out to meet the person and they're like, eh.
Well, it did happen in this one. Irina was Zach.
But she didn't really say that. Like, she didn't like turn around and immediately be like, no.
And I think
like, I want them to come out of the doors and be like, ooh, nah, like no,
like run back in.
Yeah, like no, like this isn't gonna work. I want to see, which I heard that happened in the second or season or something. I don't think I watched the second one.
I think I watched all of them. I don't really remember that.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Where they were, but maybe it did happen. But
I don't know. But I just want to see someone really ugly.
That's what I do too.
Or just like, even just like someone where it's like, ooh, like. You know, someone without an arm or something.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see a combination of Love is Blind and Love on the Spectrum. What do you think? Like, that's what I want to see.
That would be really good.
Yeah, it'd be great. Or, you know.
I feel like to get into the characters, I feel like maybe one of the characters on this season may be on the Spectrum.
But what do you think? Maybe guess. What are you thinking here? And this isn't any hate to the people on the spectrum, by the way.
Oh, no. I just think that he might be.
Who do you think? I mean, I think I might be on the spectrum sometimes, to be honest.
Oh, I think that I am, too.
I think you might be, too, because we're, like, really close and good friends. And so I feel like if one of us is, the other one kind of has to be. But, like, who is... Let me think here. Run through the names real fast.
Okay, so I have... I'll read them in the order I wrote them down. So, Kwame... Chelsea, Jacquelina, Marshall, Tiffany, Brett, Zach, Irina, Paul, Micah.
You think Paul?
No.
What do you think?
Zach.
Is that you think Zach? Okay.
The criminal defense attorney.
Mm-hmm. I was only thinking Paul because he's been the most like quiet and kind of socially awkward one.
Yeah.
I think he's been. But do you think Zach? You think Zach is this?
I think Zach's real. I think he's the one I was talking about when I'm like, oh my god, like every scene with him and Irina is so cringe.
There's a real, when they first meet, there is a real cringe. Like when he like tries to kiss her or something, yeah. And then he says something.
Let's run through all the characters real quick and give it a little break. Like, so like, let's start with Kwame.
Okay, we're saying our opinions on him.
Yeah, right? Just say what you think Kwame.
I think Kwame's a phony.
Okay.
I think he's tries to be nice, but I think deep down he's a little bit of an asshole.
Okay.
I ain't buying him.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't have a strong opinion on Kwame quite yet. I think he is. You think he's a fake nice?
I think a little bit. Yeah.
I think he actually is maybe a little bit too nice.
Oh, interesting.
I think he kind of like. He really liked...
he likes Micah.
Micah. Yeah, he really liked her. We should have double-checked her name first before. Which, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Micah, right?
Well, I think it is, but I think I always say Micah.
The blonde girl.
Yeah.
He really liked her.
He does. He still does.
Yeah, he still does.
This is why I'd say this. Because he for sure liked her, like 100%, and he still does. And I think if that's the case, I don't think a good person would ever just pick a second. They'd be like,
right.
Hey, like, I'm sorry, like, the person I really liked and I'm into didn't pick me, and I don't want to, like, just pick a secondary person and lead him on. Because
yeah.
I think when you're leading someone on the way he's leading on, like Chelsea right now, I think that's Weasley.
Yes.
And that's why I'm saying, like, I don't think, like, a really good person could do it. I couldn't do it. I'm not saying I'm, like, an amazing person or anything, but I would feel really bad.
Yeah, it's like you were about to propose to somebody and then you're like they said no, and then you're like, okay, well, this person then.
Exactly. It's like and then
well, that's part of the thing that I feel like people want to stay on the show.
I know, and I want them to stay on the show too. I'm just talking.
Yeah, so he ends up getting with Chelsea after Micah like breaks it off with him.
Yeah, and Chelsea does some of the most cringe things in the show so far.
Okay.
I think she's up
so
there.
What do you think, Chelsea? From the beginning, I did not like her.
She gives me creepy. Something about her,
I like makes me feel like she. I don't know. She to me seems like she's like kind of mean.
Oh, she seems controlling.
Okay.
I think she seems like, and she's boss. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Which whatever, you know, but she scares me a little bit. It seems like she could turn on you real quick.
Yeah.
But she does this thing though whenever Kwame like was talking to her in the pods, she would all this dude thing. Kwame would say something, or when he'd play guitar, that was fucking funny. But like she'd just be like, oh, and like make all these like noises, like they were like sexting in the fucking pod.
Right. I also feel like Chelsea, like in her life up to this point, has had probably like the worst boyfriends in the world, because her like standards for like what was impressing her in the conversations were so low. She was like, oh my god, like she was impressed by like the simplest thing. So I was like, this girl has probably had like the worst dating experience ever.
She does seem nice,
which
though.
I could be completely wrong about her. For most of the people in here.
I think she is the hardest one to pin down for me, because I think she could be extremely nice, and she seems nice, but also sometimes I'm like, she's also a little bit of a hard ass, you know, which isn't a bad thing. I think she's got a lot of confidence, you know.
That's why I think she's had a lot of shit boyfriends, because I feel like she's like, she's done with the bullshit.
Yeah.
She's no more bullshit.
let's talk about this real quick. We're like, Chelsea stuck up for, I think, Bliss or whoever was crying when Micah.
Yeah, Bliss.
Yeah, Micah and Irina were weaseling.
Like Micah and Irina are kind of like the bullies.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff that they're like the evil stepsisters of Cinderella.
I have never seen this happen on the show before, where like people are like mean to each other in the like dating phase.
They're mean. Those girls are mean.
They're like mean girls. Mm-hmm. They're like real mean girls. Usually everyone's real supportive, like, oh, you're okay.
They're
like,
mean.
They're like actually
they're
like
scheming.
Mean.
Yeah. Like
especially Irina.
Oh, she's scary.
I hate her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone like kind
of
hates her.
She is the villain of the show.
I hate her, and I was so glad that she moved on though, because I want like.
Oh,
as much as I hate those two as people, amazing for entertainment seeing those two. But they haven't been as buddy-buddy since the pods as I want.
Not as much. And what I've been saying about Irina from the start, she's ugly on the inside and she's ugly on the outside.
She is, but she thinks she's hot shit.
I know, she really does.
No, she's not.
I felt bad for her for like 1 second at the beginning when she was like, oh, I have really low self-esteem. And then I saw how she was treating people and stuff. And I was like, yeah. Fuck this girl. She's a bitch.
She's bad.
She's mean.
She's really mean. She's an evil person.
And then like Micah, her like partner.
I can't tell if she's just an idiot and going along with the mean person.
She's also kind of mean.
Yeah.
She's also kind of a bad person.
She's got sorority girl vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, big time.
Yeah, and like, I feel like she's supposed to be like the hot girl of the show.
And she's not. She looks like a dumb gopher.
She's also very ugly.
Yeah, she is.
Not to make it all about looks, but she is not.
She kind of looks like a Minecraft character, like a blocker.
Her eyes are all sunken in. Her cheeks are all kind of like. She's got a weird looking face.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like I'm just like, even when all like the guys see like Kwame's like.
They're babes. The dudes are babes this year. I said this year the dudes are the most babes they've ever been, and the girls are the least babe they've ever been. But they're all still like pretty good looking. Like none of them are like complete trolls from a bridge. You know?
Let's talk about Jacquelina.
Okay.
She's like the sassy one who's with Marshall.
Marshall's.
I
want to talk about.
I think she might be my favorite person on the show.
So far, I like her.
She's funny.
She's funny and she's real.
She wants. She had a little like breakdown. She's got some real shit going on in real life.
I think I would have the breakdown too. Like if I was having everyone's gone through rough things in their lives. If I was going through something really rough at home, she has some kind of rough home life going on, or maybe she's like working really hard, or her life's not happy at home.
Yeah.
And then you go on like this insane vacation, and you have the time of your life, which she probably is, and it's so different than like your normal day to day. And then it's like winding down, I'd be like, I don't want to go back. And then you break down. I think it could be something like that.
What do you think about Marshall, her fiance?
Okay, I feel like every season there's one person, usually a dude, that looks like they could turn into serial killer mode. And he's got the crazy eyes on him.
You think so?
Yeah, he's got them crazy eyes.
Okay. Do you remember in the first season with, I can't remember the guy's name. The guy who he like came out as like bi or something, and the fiance got real mad at him, and she was like, "You can walk your ass to the next dick, boy."
Oh shit! I forgot that was this show. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that maybe. Is I still going with that?
Yeah.
I could. He kind of reminds me a little bit of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like very, but I mean the guy. He seems really cool. I do like him, Marshall. Yeah.
I like that he's really sensitive and supportive of his friends. Like that speech he gave in there.
Yeah. And didn't he write a poem too?
You wrote a poem.
He's like real poetic. And then when he was talking to, we didn't talk about Brett yet, but he like was talking to Brett and Kwame. They had that one scene where they were all like talking about their emotions, and he's like, yeah, this is great that we're all talking about our emotions. Like, guys like us don't talk about our emotions enough.
I like him. I do like him. I just think he can go off the deep. I think he has potential to go off the deep end.
Well, he's got a little bit of a Will Smith vibe to him, and we all know Will Smith has jumped off the deep end.
I think we need to say this every podcast. I've been calling that Will Smith thing for like 10 years.
Yeah.
We won't get into Will Smith. I saw it come in the last 10 years. I hate Will Smith. He's
if you want to hear more about Will Smith, listen to the Aladdin.
Yeah.
But yeah, Marshall, he hasn't done anything yet so far to be like, fuck this guy. He seems pretty cool. Do I think they'll make it as a couple?
No.
No. No, I don't think so. She has said multiple times, she's like, I usually go for like the bad guy with like, a bunch of tattoos.
Like 6'8", like muscly.
Yeah, she's like, she likes bad boy.
She seems like a badass. She seems like a badass though.
Yeah, she seemed like she maybe stabbed somebody in her life before.
Which goes to show you, everyone's so different.
And she even said, when she saw Brett for the first time, she's like, oh damn, he's fine though.
He is fine. He's hot though. He's a good looking dude.
And he's working for Nike. I was like, damn, he didn't go to college or anything. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, so Brett's my favorite, like without a doubt.
And he like designs shoes or something.
Like, yeah, Brett and Tiffy. Brett just like was designing stuff and they found him online.
Yeah.
And he got a job with no degree. This is like the best thing on earth. He got a job with no degree at Nike. And that must have been like a really good worker. And he's really good, obviously. Because within 3 years he became a design director, which is Nike.
Know, crazy.
Which is bad. And also, good for Nike.
Yeah.
By the way, I like that.
I think he's 34, so same age as us.
Yeah, so we're a bunch of fucking losers.
Yeah,
we have college degrees.
That's how I felt when I saw it. I was like, well, he's done better than me.
No, but that's sick, though, so I like him.
Brett's with Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany's badass, too.
She's cool. I don't know do you know what she does for a job?
No, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Yeah, they seem like they are the normal couple of the season.
Yeah, they're the best
like,
one.
They're the ones that, like, in every season, you're always like, there's one that's like, oh, they're probably going to make it.
It was like that one couple in season one, like Lauren and the really, Caleb.
Yeah, the white guy.
The white guy with like brown hair.
The white guy.
The redhead kind of. Yeah. They were cool. He was into her.
And I'm pretty sure they are still married.
I think so.
They might be. I think they're the only couple from all the seasons that's still married.
They were a good couple though. They were nice. They're like. He seemed like kind of quiet and like just like super into her.
Yeah.
And she was just happy to be with someone that seems like a cool dude, like a nice.
They're like that couple of this season. So like they haven't done any. And also she's like very very into him. He hasn't seemed as into her, but he's also more quiet.
He's a little more reserved for sure.
So like she's very vocal about like yep, I like this guy. Like, this is great. And like, she was even like telling him like, when they wake up and on their like vacation, she's like, oh, this is great. I love like, so like, I'm gonna get a little bit scared. Like, maybe he's gonna feel a little like, ooh, she's like too into me too fast.
You think so? Maybe. I could see it. They seem to be both.
Also, wasn't it hilarious that like the like almost sex scene they showed with the two?
Oh, dude, like grabbing her butt and like grinding.
I was like, there's a cameraman like still in there like filming this. It's like about to turn into like softcore porn.
Dude, being a fucking cameraman on that show would be like it's like the best job on earth. I would be laughing.
I couldn't believe they were showing that. I was like, oh my god.
No, she was like in a bikini and he's like straight grabbing her and like grinding on her. It was a little bit like softcore porn. It was like Cinemax porn before like the clothes come off.
I did like that. It was funny though. I wish they would do more of that.
Yeah, they should. They should do a lot of that.
Let's talk about Paul. So Paul really annoyed me from the start. Like did you notice how much he talked about being a scientist? I'm a scientist.
I'll have to say though, when he said he was working with sharks in New Zealand, I was like, that's so cool.
I said the same thing. I was like, fuck this. I wanted to do it.
It's like if someone told me that, I'd be like, what? That's so.
I used to lie to people and tell them
I know.
That.
I just thought of you lying to the lady at the bank.
The lady at the bank I used to go deposit my checks at the at Chase. Bank at Bueller's.
Yeah, I remember this.
And like this lady, she was not old. She was not old, lady. She was like she was probably like a few years older than me.
I thought of this immediately when he said this. By the way,
like she always asked like, oh, like what are you doing this weekend? Because I usually like get a check on like I don't know like a weekend or something. So I was sick of always just telling her like, oh, I'm just like nothing, like. Nothing. I'm just here. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm going out to Australia and I'm gonna be tagging some great white sharks. And she's like, oh my god, really? That's so cool. I was like, yeah, it's for like an internship. I'm just going out there. So then I had to wait 2 weeks to go deposit my checks because I had to hold up the story that I like went. And then like when I got back, she's like, oh, how was? I was like, oh, it was really cool.
I know. And it's even cool to lie about. I think if you weren't lying.
I know.
You're just like, I really am.
Like, she has no idea. She'll never know. She's like, yeah, I remember this guy that came into the bank. He used to tag gray white shark.
And no one seemed that impressed. This is what makes me worried for every human on earth. No one seemed that impressed by that.
I know.
I thought that's the coolest thing I've heard. Out of any reality show, that's the coolest thing I've heard.
Yeah.
Like an environmental scientist, like work like in New Zealand with sharks. Like, yeah. Like shit, I almost pulled my pants down and started. You know what I mean? I was like, Paul.
I was jealous of that. I was like, fuck, because I was mad that he kept talking about being a scientist and then he dropped that shark thing. I was like, that is pretty cool.
I know. That's exactly why I was like, okay, I get it. You're a scientist, like, dude. Cool. And then he brought off the sharks and I was like, oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah. You know. It's like, how do you beat that? You can't beat working with sharks. I don't know what job could beat working with sharks.
Does he look like somebody? To me, he looks like somebody.
They posted a picture of him. He used to have like long curly hair, and everyone's drooling how hunky he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was pretty hunky.
To me, he looks a lot like Jack from Lost. Like if he had like curly hair, it looks like him. To me,
yeah,
I can't stop seeing his face in there because he's got like the perfect scruff, yeah, and he's like, he is a little bit nerdy, but not that nerdy. It's like, he plays the scientist thing like to his advantage, but he really doesn't seem that nerdy,
no, but
yeah. And also, I don't think that him and so he's with Micah, I don't like them.
No, they're weird.
And they don't seem like they like each other all that much.
No, the not way at that all.
They kind of got together in a way where, like, he... Or, like, she... So, like, one of them gave them almost, like, an ultimatum. Or, like, I think Micah heard that, like, Paul was into someone else.
Yeah.
And then she was like, well, if you don't say you're into me, then that's it or something. So then they, like, went and, like, broke up with their other people.
Yeah.
And like, Micah, it was Kwame... For Paul, it was
Diamond. It was some kind of ruby or sapphire, some kind of rock name. Amber.
Oh, he was into Amber?
He was into Amber, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Which I don't think he would have liked either.
No.
He even says that he's basically into, like, hippie artsy girls.
I know, yeah.
And there wasn't any of those
he
on
He was
there.
Saying, like, yeah. like oh, I usually date witchy girls.
Yeah, he's like dresses and they're making kombucha.
Yeah,
and
making potions and stuff. Like, I was like,
that sounds sick.
Yeah. It's like... Well, it's definitely not Micah. Like, she seems like the most.
It's not even. It's not even
basic as fuck.
Yeah, it's not even the show you would go on to meet someone like that ever. Those people aren't going on dating shows. Do you know what I mean? I think they might be like one of the weirdest matches by far.
Yeah.
Both the mean girls, I think, have bad really weird matches.
Yeah. So let's talk about.
You want to talk about love triangle?
Let's talk about Irina first. Talked about Irina a little bit. Let's talk about Zach.
Yeah. You're right. The more you think about it, he is really cringy. When he was singing that song to her, I was like, what the fuck? I had no idea what was going on.
That was like maybe some of the best TV I've ever seen. When he kept singing.
But he was serious.
Oh, he was dead serious.
And I was like, and it was really bad.
And what was really weird about Zach was like, this translated to the people on the show too. Like, he did not come across nearly as weird in the pods as he did as soon as he got out. As soon as he got out, I was like, although I did say from the beginning that this guy seems like a psychopath.
Jack, yeah, he's
like, when he was like telling him like, oh, like I'm a stripper or like, oh, I'm lying. My mom was a stripper. Like, he had some crazy stories.
His story was wild. It pops to his mom.
And like, I don't even know. Like, I was calling. I was like, I think this guy might be lying. I was like, he might be making this up. But, like, when he comes out, he is the most awkward person. Like, he makes sense of why he's on this show. I bet he has the hardest time dating in real life.
I didn't think he's as bad as everyone says.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's super awkward.
Shit.
Really, really, like...
I can't...
Like, I think he's, like, he is, like psycho serial killer. Like,
you think he's a serial killer five of the season?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good
to
know.
He's so weird, and like even like as soon as Irina meets him, she's like, "Why are you like you?"
She
don't
like she looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah, so you look like a cartoon character, and he was like, "Oh, huh, which one?" they like talk to him. And she's like, "Yeah, she told me I look like a cartoon character, which I think was a compliment." It's like, I don't know if that's a compliment.
I thought he's like joking around. Is he being serious?
No, he's serious.
I can't read. I don't read him well then, because I think he was like joking around, and I think he was trying to make like light of a really bad situation that he knows is bad. But maybe not. I'm reading it wrong, maybe.
I don't know. Every time that I saw their names pop up on the screen, though, like,
it's from that point on,
I was like, yes. I was like, this. I just want to see a show that's all them.
It's a cringe stream.
It is.
It's good. It's great.
Like, it's so clear that she wants nothing to do with him. He's just like, just kind of like, yeah, like, maybe we'll kiss eventually or something. It's just bad. It's exactly what it is. It's watching somebody completely not into somebody else that they're with. It's like watching a bad first date that goes on for weeks. And then, I'm assuming anyone who's listening has probably seen it to the end. Last episode, they basically like break up at the end.
Yeah, they break up.
And like the venting that they do at each other is hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, I hate you.
Yeah, she's like, she's like, this has been the worst experience of my life, was sleeping next to you.
It's awesome.
That was like the most fun they had as a couple, was when they got to finally tell each other how they really
felt. And they hated on each other.
Yeah, and they were like, well, I don't like you. And they're like, hey, yeah, you're like fucking horrible. Oh, so I was glad it was like happening.
But you're sad. I was sad. I wanted to see more.
Oh, I would love to see more.
I know.
Zach. So like we can then say like, so like Zach, he had to make the choice between Irina and Bliss.
Yeah, the little triangle was gone. Which I think he didn't choose Bliss because I think he thought she was Weasley for talking crap on Irina, and he's like, that's Weasley. Like that's snaky.
Yeah.
I think he got a vibe of her being a little snake in the grass.
Yeah, Bliss told him She's like, Irina is a bad person.
Which she is.
She is.
And I don't know how he didn't see that.
She was telling the truth, yeah.
He was definitely
thinking. And she said to him, if you don't see that, then you have a bad judge of
character. Which I agree with.
I do too.
I agree with that too. I agree 100% with that. Like, that he didn't. That's what I was telling my girlfriend at the time. I was like, this is exact. I was like, she's right though.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't trust anybody that would be that into that person. I'd be like, that's not the person I want to be with then.
Yeah.
Because if you like that person that much, then you're not like, then I won't. Then I'm obviously don't relate with you.
Yeah.
So I got her side, and his side, I think he just thought like she's really mean and doesn't know how to show her emotions, but if she likes you, she's like loyal and it's like an amazing person to be with, which
I never got that.
No.
But
I see why he thought. I understand
they
it.
Don't show you everything that happened. So it's like obviously they're shaping the narrative with their editing, but like still, I have a hard time to believe that, like, she was that different of a person in the pot. Like, everything they showed, she just seemed like, just like an immature bitch.
No, she was mean the whole time. Like, but I see, like, what, from his point of view.
And like, remember, the birthday thing? Like, they're, like, Bliss, like, baked him, like, cupcakes. And the other girl was like, oh, yeah, I didn't do anything. It's like, she's already treating him like shit on that first, like, it's like, what do you. How dumb could you fucking be?
She just wanted to win.
Yeah, she wanted to
win. She wants to win. Yeah, she wanted to beat her.
And what's funny is she ended up really losing by...
Yeah.
Because she was so weird.
Like, all the days of awkwardness afterwards.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think...
So it ends, too, where he's, like... They show, like, a preview where, like, he's gonna meet up with Bliss, like, and have like, a conversation. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I wonder what's gonna happen. I feel like she's gonna think he's weird, too.
Yeah, I mean, if I was her too, I'd be like, there's no fucking way I'm going back with you.
Yeah.
You didn't pick me.
Yeah.
You're a bad judge of character. And then when she meets him, she's like, he does look like a fucking cartoony freak.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, at first I thought he was like a little bit like handsome. And then the more I watched, I was like, he's actually just kind of weird looking.
He's weird looking. He's not, I don't think he's ugly. Well, he's not
Jeanette
good looking.
She was like, he looked good from far away. But then when they got close to his face, it was like, ew.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good. That's true. He grew out a beard. I saw it on Reddit. He grew out like a beard, and he looks way better with a beard.
Oh, I'm sure.
Covering his face.
If you look creepy already, and then be clean shaven, you're gonna look extra creepy. He has a little bit of like almost like a Napoleon Dynamite kind of like stare to him, where he just kind of looks dead in the eyes.
You think so? Huh?
I do.
I'm excited to see what. What do you think's gonna happen with him? Do you think? I think they want him on the show.
Oh my God,
they want
really
Bliss on the show too.
They might let them have a little swing back in.
I 100% think they'll let them swing back in if it works out.
Yeah, have a good conversation, which they show the preview of, I think they'll let them like, okay, well you missed the vacation, but you can try living together.
They might even let them.
Where are they from now? Is this New Orleans?
Seattle.
city. Let's see. Seattle. Yeah. Yeah. They travel to Mexico. Now they return to Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I could see. I definitely think they want them back in, and they 100% will swing them back in somehow. Like yeah. maybe they'll like run a little bit like behind. Like maybe let them go on like a 3-day vacation and like show like what's happening with them and let them catch back up.
Yeah.
But do you think she'll do it though?
I don't. I think she's gonna think he's weird.
Okay.
She
seemed into him though. She seemed real into him.
I mean, maybe she's weird. We didn't get much from her.
She seems a little bit weird.
I thought she seemed pretty normal. Who do you think will not make it? Like, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
We already know Zach and Irina are gone.
Paul and Micah.
So you think
Zach and Irina.
You think they'll make it? Do you think that everyone else will make it to the altar, at least?
Okay. Fuck. I think Kwame and Chelsea will make it to the altar.
Yeah.
She seems dedicated for him, which, good for her. I think that she's too good for him.
What do you think of that conversation that Kwame had with Micah by the pool?
I mean, it's what you expect. He likes her. They should be together.
Yeah.
This is the thing, too. It's like...
And Micah, I feel like she likes him more than Paul.
Yeah, they both... This is what I'm... It's like...
Paul doesn't seem to really be into anybody else.
No, he wants out,
Paul, he doesn't like... Well, they kind of are pinning Paul and Irina as something. You know, they were, like, kind of flirty, and I'm like... Paul, why are you even talking to this
bitch? Me too, dude.
Like,
I know.
Why? Why are you even, like, entertaining the idea of, like... Because they're giving you a little preview of, like, oh, Micah and Irina are
going to
have some
on.
Beef so, yeah. Because they, like, Micah is Paul's fiance and Irina's like, I think Paul's hot.
I think the show wants to try to keep Irina in somehow.
Yeah.
First of all, but also, I think the thing with me why Paul was talking to her was, I think when somebody's really mean, everybody knows that person's really mean, but that one person is like nice and likes you, you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that could be like maybe what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Was like, oh, she hates everybody, but like maybe it makes him feel a little special or something. Do you know what I mean?
I think, Kwame and Chelsea make it to the altar, but someone will say no.
Okay, that's fair. I think
I feel like that same way with Jacqueline and Marshall, make it to the altar, but someone's going to say no.
Yeah.
Tiffany and Brett, I think they'll make it to the altar. I think they'll say yes.
Okay.
Paul and Micah. I'm going to go make it to the altar, but no.
So like in the show though, like I don't think there's ever been anybody that hasn't made it to the altar, ever. But they all ended up going to it
once they get home.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's been a few where they don't get past the vacation.
Like the one you were talking about, like the one where she's like, something about your dick, boy, that one.
Yeah.
That one. That, which was maybe one of my favorite moments in all.
That was really good. You walk your ass to the next dick, boy.
Oh, God, that was mean.
Oh, it was so mean. And, like, she, like, threw the ring into the pool.
She didn't get enough shit for that, now that I think about it.
Oh, she did get shit for it, for sure.
Okay. You walk your ass to the next dick, boy.
I think she had to do, like, a public apology.
Oh, okay. Well, he said something mean, too. About Beyonce or something?
He said something about her, like, hair, like, being fake or something. Like,
you got a weed.
He said something mean about her, like, appearance.
But, yeah, I think everybody that's made it out of the vacation has made it to the altar.
I can't recall.
I think.
But, yeah. So, like, I think everyone who gets... back home at this point will make it there, but I feel like we're only gonna get one yes. But there's always one that really just surprises me.
Let me see that list again.
Where I'm either like, oh my god, they should have said yes, or like they usually no. It's either, oh my god, they usually I'm saying they should have said no.
Yeah.
And someone says yes, and then sometimes when I feel like oh they're gonna say yes, someone says no.
I know. I mean it's very difficult to get down. Shit. I don't think any of them are going to make it ever. I mean, Tiffany and Brett maybe might be the only one.
Yeah.
So I'll go through it.
Tiffany and Brett are definitely... They're definitely going to have some kind of, like...
Yeah, they teased it. They teased something.
In the next batch.
He was a little bit mad at her too when she fell asleep when he was telling her story, which is rude as fuck.
Oh yeah, that was.
And then like the girls got her up and started dancing. Like, yo!
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
But I was like, it was not. If he would actually was gonna like break up with her over that, I was like, it's like, but, come on.
Yeah.
Like she was probably drunk. They're all probably drunk.
Yeah.
And that was pretty funny.
Dude, you'd have to get drunk. You'd have to be drunk during that. I would be fucking sloshed.
Oh yeah, they can't do anything. Yeah, it's like, what else are you doing? They get on their phone.
And it's so awkward.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It'd be so fucking awkward. Kwame and Chelsea, anyways, Kwame like and Micah actually like each other.
Mm-hmm.
And like. And the thing is, like, Chelsea's like, well, you picked me, and he did pick her, which I think is wrong to do, like I said. But the thing is, these people have only known each other, like, a couple days at that point. It's like, dude, he just likes her.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm like, dude, they should just get together and be like, okay, sorry, it didn't work out with us. Let's just do this.
Yeah.
Because they don't really, asked me to be engaged. Like, get the fuck out of town. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've known each other. They've been talking through a wall for, like, what, a week maybe?
Yeah.
And they're talking to all these other people. It's like they meet up and he likes her. Like, that's what I'm saying. He needs to dip out if she doesn't like him. Like, just dip out.
Yeah.
Because Chelsea seems nice and she seems really into him. That's mean. I think that's mean to do to her. But, like, I think they will. She seems determined, so I think that they might make it to the altar, right?
She does seem determined, yeah.
Very determined.
Although she seems like if Kwame fucks up one more time, she might just...
I agree.
If he does one more thing, she's like... She's turning it on. She was very close to being like, I'm done.
Yeah, as she should have. She should have been done, though,
She should have, yeah. After that conversation by the pool.
I thought they were even making out. I mean, he was already like...
I know, he's like putting his hand on her and touching her legs and stuff, like laughing. And that was like after Micah was like... She, like, made some comment about, like, him, like, or, like, a proposal fail shot or something after, like, he proposed to her and, like, didn't want to marry him or something.
She's a troublemaker. Micah's a pot stirrer.
Yeah.
She is. Like, when she said that thing, like, you failed the engagement. She's a mean girl.
Yeah.
They're mean. They're mean girls.
Irina and Micah, yeah.
They're both mean, run for the hills.
They both are ugly on the inside and out.
They are. They really are. You can be both.
Yeah.
And they are. Which is, like... If you're not that... Okay, a little tip for anybody. If you're not that good looking and, like, ugly, don't be mean.
Yeah.
You should always be nice regardless.
But you gotta be extra nice if you're ugly.
I think it's a good move.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, people do, like, you'll have an easier life if you're nice no matter what. Anyways.
You remember that girl at Bowling Green, the one that made the cookies?
No.
The one that she came around to... She remember she knocked on our dorm room when we were all in there. She's like, "Oh, Sean, I made cookies."
It's the one where you go. I remember one day where you just got back and you were so mad, and I was like, "What are you so mad about?" You're like, "If one more disgusting person says hi to me, I'm gonna fucking kill myself."
What would you rate the first batch?
First batch out of the other seasons, I don't. I think, like you said, like the awkwardness of Zach and Irina is top tier content. I also think I had more from the first couple episodes. I had a lot of hope for it, and my hope was really coming from, like, I hope Micah and Irina click back up after that, and I want to see some, like, best friend nonsense.
Yeah,
you know, like some evil best friendship, which we haven't really seen. So I'm kind of sad about that. I don't love it. I don't like anybody a lot. I think the casting isn't the best. I don't think that people, like, I don't think there's any of the couples really click except Brett and Tiffany, so it's strange, do you know?
Yeah.
I wonder what it can turn into. I don't know if they're, so it's interesting.
Yeah.
But none of the people are really sparking my interest. I know they want to keep probably Irina in there because she's, like, maybe the one that's going to be the more interesting, because Paul's boring. I think when you get Micah away from, you know, the vacation, I think she's gonna end up being kind of boring and stupid.
Yeah.
Paul's kind of boring. Zach's, like you say, he's kind of awkward and weird. Maybe he gets back with Bliss. Brett and Tiffany seem like they won't be that interesting, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, the less interesting, the better for the couple, to be honest. But, like...
Yeah, but worse for the show.
Maybe Marshall and Jacqueline might be the most interesting. I think they might have the highest ceiling.
Yeah.
They might have the highest ceiling.
Yeah. I can see a lot of drama between
Kwame and Chelsea, yeah. Well. So... I feel like usually there's, like, at least three couples where I'm like, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way as you much.
Yeah. I'm only giving it a 6 out of 10 for this so far.
Six?
First batch, 6 out of 10.
Yeah. Not the best. I think it's the least interesting batch yet. Okay. I'm least interested, but...
Yeah. It's still great TV, though.
Oh, dude, I fucking eat that shit up. You know, whenever I'm watching, I'm like, I think maybe I need to start watching more reality television.
Yeah.
But I don't want to fall down that loophole, but...
It is good. For what it is, it does well.
They do a perfect formula because it is like three shows in one. It's like the first phase is the pods. Yeah. And the second phase is like a vacation when they get everyone together that has like angst already from talking previously. And the third is like living together. So you get like three complete separate storylines for each one. It's just a lot of, it's just well done.
It's the best thing Nick Lachey has ever done.
I don't like either one of them. Yeah, whatever. They're annoying.
Oh, they're horrible.
Like the reunions. They're
also, it's like, how much do you think they really had to do with the show? Probably not that much.
Nah, maybe. Who knows though?
I don't know.
All right, well, that's pretty good. Was there anything else in specific that we would want to cover?
I don't think so.
No, I think we got it. I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me do my outro here.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, ding dang, it's Shining Nick, Shining Nick, it's Shining Nick. Ding dang, it's Shining Nick, talk about movies.
All right. Let me save that.